Welcome back to Rosie on the House. Broadcasting live this morning, I've traveled down to Tucson, the Adobe capital of Arizona, and I'm here with the Adobe expert, John Chamone of Adobe King. John, how'd you get into this?
Well, about 20 years ago, I was a sales representative for a garden supply company, and I was looking for another job. I had a friend who was doing this. I spent a couple of days with him. He wanted to sell the company.
Okay.
Spent a couple of days with him and said, you know, I can do this. So I bought from him.
Okay.
And it's been great.
And people can have structural Adobe problems. They can have retaining wall problems. I mean, what are you dealing with the greatest majority of the time? And talk through what you use and how you go about repairing it.
Well,
while you do, let me just encourage folks, if y'all have got questions about Territorial Home, Adobe, Vegas, or whatever, we have open lines. The number is 1-888-767-4348. Okay. How do we do it?
Well, first of all, we specialize in restoration and preservation. We don't build anything.
Okay.
So how things are built, I'm not an expert at that because we don't deal with codes, don't deal with building permits. We're trying to preserve what's been built, and we see problems. And there's all types of problems.
Oh.
It can be moving ground, you know, where the earth is settling, causing cracks in foundations. When the ground settles, it doesn't settle evenly. A house will break. Foundation breaks, the walls crack. We deal with cracks in walls. We don't deal with foundations. We'll hand that over to
Arizona Foundation Solutions.
Exactly.
That's right.
We'll give their name out. So we can fix cracks in houses, make them look almost like they weren't there. We're not magicians. We can't make it disappear completely. But what we're doing is cosmetic. We're not doing anything structural.
You're just mixing up your own mud adobe?
Right. Yes. We're mixing up different things. It's all custom for that house to make it look good.
And you're going back with just the mud and the adobe and stuff?
And cement. And then coloring things to match.
A lot of stabilizing.
Yes.
You have any problem with the stabilized adobe? Because a lot of times in the adobe, you've actually got a water moisture penetration problem, and it's almost caused like an open crack or an open rivulet. You can just see where the water has taken big sections of the adobe and just melted it away. How do you get all that to bind back up?
Well, what we do is we'll take away what's loose, crumbly, powdery, take it down to where it's hard, and then reconstruct, and it's usually using cementitious materials like mortar.
Are you bonding it with anything?
Yeah, we're using masonry adhesives and water. And when we're done, it will last indefinitely, depending on what the cause was to begin with.
And are you just kind of packing it in there like a rammed earth home and then
yes.
retroweling and tooling
exactly.
the joints to make it all look?
Sculpturing it to make it look like it was not falling apart to begin with.
And what do you do with the colorization? You're managing that by in mixing the product yourself, or
yes.
do you do it after it's all up there?
We do it along as we're doing it, we're coloring things, and then when we're done, we're making sure that everything's finished off to match. It's a real art.
It is an art. And then once you're done, what do you do? Do you have to seal that?
Yes. The adobe's got to be sealed to keep the water out. 99%, 100% of the time, water is causing the damage. It's not causing a crack. That water can cause that too. We know that. It can cause foundation problems. But we're dealing with deterioration from water. It can be sprinklers. It can be rain or both. And water causes, even with our 12 inches of rainfall here in Tucson, it's plenty.
It comes in bunches.
Yeah, it does.
Now, what are we sealing raw adobe with?
It's called Adobe Seal with Stabilizer.
Okay.
It's a product that we've worked with creating the formulation over the last 20 years. It's made for us up in Phoenix, and it's gone over a lot of changes over the last 20 years, fine-tuned. There's nothing you can really buy for Adobe that's a national manufacturer makes. It's too small of a market.
Is this product commercially available? Can homeowners get it?
Yes, they can. They can get it through me. We buy it by the truckload out of Phoenix, and it's very different.
We keep talking about how you're Rosie certified and you're the Adobe expert. We haven't given anybody a way to get a hold of you.
Give my phone number.
Okay, why don't you give your phone number?
It's 520-615 2110. And of course, we have a website. It's AdobeKingAZ.com.
Now, this Adobe sealer that you've formulated and have manufactured for you up in Phoenix, how is it applied? Could a homeowner apply it themselves? What would you coach them through? How would you take them through that?
Yes, they can. It's very different from painting. It has to be sprayed, but it's very different from spraying paint. When you spray paint, a painter is going to apply what's called a fog coat, no runs or drips. It's the exact opposite when you're sealing a wall. You start at the top, and it's called a flood coat. You make it run down like a wave. So you're going to lose about 10% on the ground.
Okay.
And that has to be hosed away with a garden hose.
Are you using an airless sprayer or a pot?
We're using a backpack weed sprayer.
Oh, okay.
Very low tech.
Okay, very low tech. So a homeowner doesn't need to go out and buy or rent an expensive piece of equipment they're not familiar with? Just a handheld, pressurized spray?
Sam's Club sells a backpack weed sprayer for $50.
Okay. So a homeowner can do it themselves, or we're going to talk about maybe some of the repairs a homeowner can't do themselves when we get back right after the bottom of our news, where everybody's going to get caught up with what's going on around the block, around the state, and around the world, right here at Rosie on the House.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.